Nedry said. Or maybe they're just analyzing DNA fragments, but they've got RAM-intensive algorithms. That made more sense. Certain database search techniques ate up a lot of memory. You know who did their algorithms? No, Nedry said, this company is very secretive. Well, my guess is they're doing something with DNA, Barney said. What's the system? Multi-XMP. Multi-XMP? You mean more than one, Cray? Wow. Barney was frowning now, thinking that one over. Can you tell me anything else? Sorry, Nedry said. I can't. And he had gone back and designed the control systems. It had taken him and his programming team more than a year, and it was especially difficult because the company would never tell him what the subsystems were for. The instructions were simply, design a module for record keeping, or design a module for visual display. They gave him design parameters, but no details about use. He had been working in the dark. And now that the system was up and running, he wasn't surprised to learn there were bugs. What did they expect? And they'd ordered him down here in a panic, all hot and bothered about his bugs. It was annoying, Nedry thought. Nedry turned back to the group as Grant asked, And once the computer has analyzed the DNA, how do you know what animal it encodes? We have two procedures, Wu said. The first is phylogenetic mapping. DNA evolves over time, like everything else in an organism, hands or feet or any other physical attribute. So we can take an unknown piece of DNA and determine roughly by computer where it fits in the evolutionary sequence. It's time-consuming, but it can be done. And the other way? Wu shrugged. Just grow it and find out what it is, he said. That's what we usually do. I'll show you how that's accomplished. Tim felt a growing impatience as the tour continued. He liked technical things, but even so he was losing interest. They came to the next door, which was marked Fertilization. Dr. Wu unlocked the door with his security card and they went inside. Tim saw still another room with technicians working at microscopes. In the back was a section entirely lit by blue ultraviolet light. Dr. Wu explained that their DNA work required the interruption of cellular mitosis at precise instants, and therefore they kept some of the most virulent poisons in the world. Helotoxins, colchicinoids, beta-alkaloids, he said, pointing to a series of syringes set out under the UV light, kill any living animal within a second or two. Tim would have liked to know more about the poisons, but Dr. Wu droned on about using unfertilized crocodile ova and replacing the DNA, and then Professor Grant asked some complicated questions. To one side of the room were big tanks marked Liquid N2, and there were big walk-in freezers with shelves of frozen embryos, each stored in a tiny silver foil wrapper. Lex was bored, Nedry was yawning, and even Dr. Sattler was losing interest. Tim was tired of looking at these complicated laboratories. He wanted to see the dinosaurs. The next room was labeled Hatchery. It's a little warm and damp in here, Dr. Wu said. We keep it at 99 degrees Fahrenheit and a relative humidity of 100%. We also run a higher O2 concentration. It's up to 33%. Jurassic atmosphere, Grant said. Yes, at least we presume so. If any of you feel faint, just tell me. Dr. Wu inserted his security card into the slot and the outer door hissed open. Just a reminder, don't touch anything in this room. Some of the eggs are permeable to skin oils.